and simply think of online storage, where a user can simply upload their files to keep them safe in cyberspace, rather than in a physical drive. This is seen in many common applications, such as with electronic mail, with photo and data backups done by smartphones, or even some desktop applications. However, as the reader should have realized by now, cloud services include all this and so much more. The internet is now capable of high-speed transfers, so much so that almost anything can be done through the cloud. No longer are we limited to simple storage, but now processing, running applications, and even running artificial intelligence or neural networks can be done through the cloud. Almost any type of service that a person can carry out on their computer, such as word processing or spreadsheet functions, can be carried out on the cloud, accessed through various service providers. A lot of these services remain unknown or unfamiliar to many people, however, as most regular consumers don't usually need to outsource many of their needs through the cloud. However, cloud computing services have become more and more mainstream when it comes to use by the general population. Some popular examples of this would be Netflix or Hulu, services that rely very heavily on the internet in order to deliver their products to customers. While most won't immediately realize it, this is the user making use of cloud services. Other companies have begun to move towards a more cloud-heavy service model as well, with traditional companies such as Microsoft even branching out with their offering of Office 365, a cloud-delivered suite of applications, which allows users to make use of Office applications that are constantly and consistently updated, though they have to pay a yearly subscription fee. What are the advantages of cloud computing? There are 6 general acknowledged advantages of making use of cloud computing services, which we can see as follows. Reduce or eliminate capital expenses and replace them with variable expenses. One of the major problems with establishing a business is the need to develop information infrastructure, and as a business scales upwards, more and more data centers and servers are often needed in order to serve the requirements of the company. However, these are high in capital costs and may require the company to invest resources they may not have available. This is also the question of how much capacity the company will need to invest in. Using a cloud computing alternative allows the company to pay the service whenever they consume computing resources, meaning they only pay for how much they use, and there is no risk of wasted capacity. Benefit from economies of scale. When companies use cloud computing, they are sourcing their computing power and infrastructure from a company that specializes in providing their services. As such, thousands or even hundreds of thousands of customers and users all access through that service provider. And due to this aggregate use, specialized cloud service providers such as Amazon Web Services can improve the economy of scale and drive usage costs down, which ends up with lower prices for each individual service. Reduce the need to account for potential capacity storages. As earlier stated, one of the larger problems when it comes to establishing one's own infrastructure capacity is estimating or accounting for how much capacity a business will eventually need. If the company does not get the capacity right in their plans, they will either end up with idling resources, which is money wasted, or they may end up with limited capacity, which will reduce productivity and cost more money in the long run. Given cloud computing services such as Amazon Web Services on-demand model, a company can easily access capacity relative to how much they need it, and it makes it much easier for companies to scale their operations up or down as needed, thanks to the pay-as-you-go model. Increase development speed and agility. One of the undeniable advantages of using a cloud computing services provider is the increased flexibility that it affords the company. Unlike traditional infrastructure and assets, which have to be purchased or even developed in-house, having resources available from the internet will allow developers to access new resources as they are needed, which will save a lot of time and effort, and will make it